getting heated at Jaguars training camp Sunday. Tyson Alualu and Clay Harbor getting into it here. First day in shoulder pads always ramps up the intensity. And welcome to Inside the Jaguars, driven by Tom Bush Mini. J.P. Shadrick with you at the Florida Blue practice fields. The Jaguars back to work Sunday. Nearly 1,300 fans in attendance for the first shoulder pad and shorts practice of this training camp. The theme of the day, the intensity. Three different scraps on the field. Tyson Alualu and Clay Harbor, followed by Patrick Lewis and DeAndre Coleman on the line. And then in one-on-one battles, it's Zane Beatles and Red Bryant. Head coach Gus Bradley said he does not mind the intensity.
When you love each other, there's going to be some battles, right? I guess is the way to look at it. But, no, that's good. There's intensity. And I think there's certain guys. You saw Zane Beatles got a little fired up and Red got a little fired up. And we've got intensity, and those guys bring even more to it.
Yeah, get your blood flowing for sure and, you know, get your adrenaline going and, you know, next play, you just want to get out there and, you know, get physical with somebody. So I'd say it does, you know, jump it up a little bit, and then both sides of the ball get a little more chippy. But, you know, nothing personal. We go back in the locker room. We're still teammates at the end of the day.
I mean, anytime you put on the pads, anytime it's the first day to hit, there's always excitement. So it's just, maybe it just adds to it, I guess. It's just something that happens in the heat of the moment. So it really is nothing. Just part of football.
Now let's move to the quarterback position. A lot of early talk this camp about Blake Bortles, of course, but the starting quarterback for the Jaguars is Chad Henne. The seventh-year vet out of Michigan is off to a solid start this camp. And now in his second year working with Jed Fish's offense, Henne said he has a little more freedom.
Jed's been putting a lot on our shoulders, trying to, you know, more audibles, but it's really just taking ownership of it. And if I see something out there and I check off something, I mean, he gets excited. And it's exciting for us because that shows him that we're understanding defense, understanding the offense, and getting him the best plays that we feel is going to work.
Other practice notes from Sunday, defensive tackle Roy Miller got a day off. That's a coach's decision. JT Thomas remains sidelined today after his hamstring injury on Saturday. And the Jaguars will practice under the lights at Bartram Trail High School in St. John's County on Monday night. We welcome in Jaguars.com senior correspondent Brian Sexton. And, of course, Brian, it's easy to see the intensity rise a bit when the pads finally go on.
Well, you and I wanted to see the pads on, and so did all the fans in the stands here, and so did the players. They're tired of pushing each other around. This is a game about human confrontation. What better way to do it than to put your hand in the ground and slam your body into the guy across from you? But it's not a game for well-adjusted men, which means that you are going to have over time some guys who get crossways with one another. Both of them in the locker rooms, nah, no big deal. But you know, they probably enjoyed it.
Speaking of adjustments, a guy who's adjusting from a Super Bowl champion to a startup team is Chris Clemons, the Leo defensive end. You know, he's a veteran guy, been around the league for a long, long time, had some big seasons in the league. But now he can kind of mentor this defensive line, especially those Leos.
Yeah, that's it. I mean, I watched yesterday as Todd Wash, the defensive line coach, took both Chris Clemons and Andre Branch, just those two guys, over and was working on specific technique. And I'm not sure who was coaching more, Wash or Clemons. Clemons did tell me today that he's really excited to watch these young guys grow.
Oh, it's always fun, you know, being an older guy and, you know, just watching guys, like watching guys grow up, like watching your younger brothers. So, I mean, it's pretty cool to see now, being the fact that I used to be that guy and everybody was watching, you know, become that guy.
We talk every day, man. You know, it's good to have somebody like that. He's a vet. And like I said before, I'd be dumb not to pick his brain, you know. And now to have him in my locker room, I don't have to look at him on film anymore. I'm right here with him. So I can ask him certain questions that most people can't do. They have to learn it on their own. So that's always a good thing.
You know, Brant spent a lot of time watching Clemons last year. He also spent a lot of time this spring watching Clemons' locker. In it was a replica of the Seahawks Super Bowl trophy. And that really has Branch's attention. He wants one of those.
Should be an interesting duo to watch moving forward. Who else did you catch up with today?
Well, you know, over the last couple of days, I caught up with Toby Gerhardt about his role as the feature back. Mercedes Lewis, he's had a terrific camp so far. Lou Jokel, you know, now settled in as that left tackle. And all of those are on the training camp page, and we'll keep posting them, so you keep watching them.
Thanks, Brian. We will be watching for
sure.
Well done. Let's look at the play of the day from Sunday. Blake Bortles to Denard Robinson, and the second-year running back adjusts and makes a great catch. What a difference a year makes for D-Rob. Great off-season program for him, and he's off to a really good start here in training camp. Remember, the Jaguars will practice at Bartram Trail High School in St. John's County on Monday night, 6 o'clock start. We'll have live coverage right here on Jaguars.com. That's it for today on Inside the Jaguars, driven by Tom Bush Mini.